What's up, y'all? We got another episode, two in a row today. Today's March 29th, 2024, 11:30 a.m. I'd like to welcome you back to the 88 Keys of Intellectual Property Academy podcast, 88 Kip Academy podcast. Today's episode is going to be about me being a firm believer in God showing you versions of yourself at different stages of your life through different people. Yesterday, I witnessed something like that. I witnessed seeing a younger version of me through somebody who was 13 years old. For those who don't know, I started playing piano at 14 years old after taking a music history course in 10th grade. And after that class was over, I mean, granted, I learned all the basics of piano and stuff like that. I even started playing the first movement to Moonlight Sonata. My teacher taught me that. After the class was over, I was still interested in music. So for the next 3 years, I was just teaching myself. And in the next eight, I was studying on my own. I mean, the next eight, I took lessons in Harlem. And now these last 11 years, I've been on my own as a pianist, whatever. So in these last 2 weeks, one of the students at my job, HSA, he's in the band at my school. He plays trombone. I will always hear him playing Franz Liszt, Liebestraum, Beethoven this, or Fantasia and Impromptu by Chopin, and different things like that, different works. And I would just be like, you know, who's playing this stuff? When I realized who it was like, oh, okay, cool, that's what's up. Keep at it, I told him. In these last 2 weeks, he's been like, I don't want to say hounding me. He hasn't been hounding me. He's been like really like, yo, Mr. Cliff, like, I really want to study with you. I really want you to teach me. Can you be me a teacher? Can you give me free lessons? I'm like, hell no, I ain't giving you no free lessons. What I look like, you know? When he was like, you know, this is how I know this is how I know he's very serious. He followed me on Instagram. He went to my website, my stand store, and booked a free piano consultation with me. He's 13 years old. I wasn't able to have the consultation with him because of the fact that I had to teach whatever. But I set up another consultation with him yesterday. So now I had to give you this context so that I can tell you how God made me see myself as 14-year-old Cliff through this kid who's 13 years old. He's in the piano room. I enter. I'm like, hey, what's up? How you doing? A firm handshake. He's like, hey, it's really nice to, you know, I'm really happy that you gave me this consultation, 15-minute consultation. I'm like, yeah, what's up? So I'm like, you know, play something for me. He starts playing, Chopin's Nocturne, Opus 9, number 2, right? And he's playing, you know, the first couple opening bars, few measures. I'm like, okay, this kid has a touch. He has a really good touch on the piano. Very lyrical. Okay, there's certain things that he needs to work on, but that's okay. So I stop him midway. I ask him, like, hey, are you reading this from sheet music? And he's like, yeah, I learned how to read this from sheet music. I was like, okay, good. The reason why that's basically solidified the deal for me to teach him is because there's a lot of people who go online, go on YouTube and follow that color-coded stuff on the screen and tell you to play that note, this note, that note, that note. And no, that doesn't help you become a better pianist. He even said it. He was like that. He used to do that as well. Right. So, we were working on the Nocturne Opus 9, number 2, beautiful piece. And the pointers I was giving him, he picked it up right away. I was like, okay, cool. I asked him to play a couple more things, you know. I did La Campanella, a little bit of it. I was like, okay, cool. All right, so I started asking him questions. I was like, you know, how did you get into this? Like, you know, how did you get into piano? He said that he started when he was 8 years old. He went on music theory something on Google. That right there, pause right there. 8-year-old kid who whether he's been exposed to classical music or whatever, or did he find it out on his own? I need to find that out from him. An 8-year-old kid proactively went online to teach himself how to read music, to teach himself note values, to teach himself the fundamentals. That's crazy, right? 8 years old. Not a lot of 8-year-olds are doing that. Proactive. That was the second thing that was like, yeah, I have to teach him. Right? So anyway, long story short, asking him questions like, how did you get into piano? And I had to smile because I was like, you know, this sounds like a lot like me. And I was like, okay, cool. I was like, you know, when are you available? He tells me his availability. And originally they were going to sign him up with another teacher who's a great pianist as well. Amazing pianist, amazing teacher too. But he was like, no, I really want to study with you, Mr. Cliff. I was like, when are you free? He tells me the time. I'm like, yo, listen, I'm free during this time, whatever. We correlate the time. And I was like, yo, listen, I'm going to be on you. I'm a very cool, fun teacher. He was like, yo, you don't have nothing to worry about. I'm taking this serious. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, of course you believe it when you see it. But somebody who taught themselves, maybe not the full piece, but certain parts of pieces, very much like myself, I could see the hunger. I could see the drive that he's going to take this seriously. He wants to be better, right? And I asked him a question. I was like, and I asked any potential client, I always ask them this question. I was like, you know, what is your end goal with music? Like, we take lessons for X amount of time. What do you want to accomplish long term? He said that he wants to be good enough to be able to play whatever he wants. He wants to be able to play mostly for himself. Or if it turns out that he could be a professional pianist and travel and play here and there, that's his ultimate goal. Okay, say less, I got you. You know, I told him, I'm very serious about this. Like, this is not a game. You study with me, you got to make sure you're ready for everything I'm going to teach you, because I do not play. You got nothing to worry about. And I'm so excited to teach him, you know, because it's like, you don't get that opportunity all of the time to be able to teach somebody who was like you when you were younger. And that's why I'm a firm believer in that God makes you see yourself at different ages, at different stages of your life through people that you associate yourself with, that you come in contact with. And it's like, you know, seeing that hunger, seeing that drive, that reminded me so much of myself. I remember being 14 years old after I finished that school. I would listen to rap music, listening to Dipset back then. We're talking 04, no, 14, 2001. Yeah, 2001 is Jay-Z's The Blueprint. You had Fabulous's first album, Ghetto Fabulous. You had, I can't believe I remember this stuff, 2002. You had Jay-Z's Blueprint 2 album, I think it was, or something like that. You had prominent rap music. You had Nas's Godson came out 2002. The Stillmatic album came out 2001. That's the height of the Jay-Z versus Nas beef. The Rockefeller versus Nas beef. Rockefeller versus the Lox beef. This is prominent rap shit that I would listen to and follow. And then every day I'll go home and I'll listen to classical music. And I print out the music. I look at it like, okay, how am I going to play this? Have a little keyboard in my room trying to play this. And I was doing that every day. Be in school talking about rap, go home and listen to classical music and play it. That's the drive. That's that hunger. That's that ambition. And when you see that in people, not everybody has it. But when you see that in certain people, as a teacher, as an educator, as a business person, businessman, you're gravitated towards them. You need them. on your team. You need to teach them. Because if you don't, if you turn them away, who knows what's that gonna do to that person? Maybe they won't feel as motivated to continue on their path. So, moral of the whole entire thing that I'm trying to say, we all will meet somebody that's like ourselves at some parts of our life. Every day we're growing, every day we're changing, every day we're becoming greater. Every day we're shedding the older version of ourselves to be the newer version of ourselves. And when you reach, when you're out in life and you run into somebody that was you, and they're hungry for knowledge and they're open to the knowledge, it is your obligation. And they come to you, it's your obligation to give back to that person, to give to that person what you know. It's your obligation to nurture that person's mind. Whether they're younger than you, whether they're older than you. I've had students that were older than me who were like, yo, I need to study with you because I want to get better. I want this. I need this. I'm trying to learn fundamentals. I need this. Please help me. That's that hunger. That's that drive. Because I was at that point where, I remember I was at that point where it was like, yo, how am I going to play this? I want to play this. I don't have the technique for it. How am I going to get the technique for it? What is the way? That's when I started taking lessons. Right? So I say all that to say this. This is, now we're going on almost 12 minutes. That interaction that I had with this young kid, 13-year-old kid, was a blessing. That was God speaking to me right there. That's the universe saying like, yo, bro. God saying, universe saying like, yo, bro, it's time to give back. It's time to nurture. It's time to build. It's time to nurture that younger version of yourself through somebody else, through somebody else's lens. It's time. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to fulfill my obligation. So if any of y'all are on your walk in life, if any of y'all ever have an experience like that, you could be super busy. Take 2 seconds, 2 minutes, and listen to what that person is saying to you and give them game. And I promise you, when you do that, that person, male, woman, whoever, boy, child, whatever, girl, whatever, that person is going to cherish that information and it's going to take them to new levels they couldn't even imagine. And then in return, your life is going to be even better. Your life is going to become even more seasoned in a positive way because you took time out of your day or out of your life to give to somebody else who was like you at one point and is open and is needing that food, quote unquote, so that they can survive and become even greater. Man, that is a blessing. That's such a, like, yo, when you really think about it, like, that shit is a blessing. That's such a blessing. It's such a gift. Man, like, yo, that is so cool and so dope, man. I'm so blessed. I'm so grateful. Yo, that's crazy. All right, I'm not going to drag this out any longer. But yes, thank you so much for tuning into my podcast episode again. This is the 88 Kip Academy podcast, the 88 Keys of Intellectual Property Academy podcast. And remember, I'm Cliff Jones, and I'm not teaching you music. I'm teaching you life. Take care. I love y'all.